Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I love a lawsuit, and I love this one. A popular Oregon shoemaker. That's just a weird shoemaker. It's just an odd.
What should they be called?
Shoe producer. I don't know. Shoemaker seems
cobbler.
Like that anyway.
Isn't that what the old days
when we made them out of other things. Yeah. Is heading to court after customers complained their sneakers are too squeaky. I love it. We need to find out, Quentin, how much these... Oh, they cost nearly $200. Never mind. A class action lawsuit filed in federal court alleges that On Inc's Cloud Tech sneaker design causes a noisy and embarrassing squeak not covered by the company's warranty. The lawsuit says no reasonable customer would buy shoes as highly priced as these or paid as much for them as they did if they needed to make DIY alterations to make the products wearable or stop wearing them completely because they are too squeaky.
I'm so confused by this, though. So are they squeaking when you're not walking on like a hardwood surface?
Apparently.
Because how do they squeak if they're not? There are certain, and I know this from a past job, there are certain... like supports if you put them in shoes that'll make the shoes squeak and then you have to put like a dryer sheet in with them and that'll eliminate that sound. There's also shoes that make farting sounds when you walk on them.
Yes.
But they're usually cheaper and people just don't complain about it because they're like, yeah, well, it's a $30 pair of shoes.
I want to know what the what do you do to the shoes so that they don't squeak? What are the DIY modifications?
I have no idea with these. With supports, you just put dryer sheets in, and for some reason that eliminates...
On the outside, that eliminates the squeak?
No. If it's supports, then you put that underneath the support inside, and that eliminates the squeak for whatever reason.
But on the I want to know what they did, because they said they are unwearable without significant DIY modifications, and I want to know what they tried to do.
Significant.
On my steel-toed shoes that I had for my previous job, I refused to buy another pair. You can buy like little grips that just attach to the bottom of your shoes.
Okay.
And so all they are, I mean, they're not that big, but they like glue or stick to the bottom of your shoe. And so if you just remove that part of the shoe touching the ground, there's just like extra grip on it.
What I also wondered they did is because they said the shoes have holes in the soles, either oval or octagonal or hexagonal. I don't feel like any of those were pronounced correctly, but anyway, but they said, so I wonder if they filled those holes. And if that was how they kept them from squeaking.
And if that's the case, then I think you're ruining the point of the shoes. Like, if wouldn't the point be kind of to grip a little bit?
Maybe. Boy, everybody's mad about these shoes, though.
Can I just say I'm honing in on the fact that they're saying it's an embarrassing squeak?
Yes.
So how loud and constant does a squeak need to be to the point where you're like, I can't go out in public in these shoes because they're so embarrassing.
I feel
people are pointing at me. They're laughing. I'm red in the face. I cry.
Well, I feel like if I'm like, I'm trying to think, like if I'm walking through the mall, which I don't do very often, or if I'm walking through the grocery store and everyone looks, mm-hmm. like if the noise is loud enough that everyone turns to look to see what that noise is,
okay,
that's a problem. Now, my question is, why couldn't you just return the shoes? Return them and say they squeak too much.
Yeah, I don't
Why
like
file a lawsuit?
That. I don't
just return
know.
Them.
I don't know. It's a good question. Why should I have to go to the trouble of returning them? You should just make them right in the first place.
Because filing a lawsuit is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Class action lawsuit, that's going to be simple.
Yeah, unless they don't start squeaking until you're 2 months in, and then it's relentless, and then you can't take them back.
And they were told the squeaking does not fall under warranty.
Mm.
And that's why they're not being returned. Or why they're not taking them. There was one plaintiff who noticed the squeaking after wearing the shoes just 3 times. Someone else said they were injured by the price premium they paid for the shoes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody said I wouldn't have paid $200 for them if the company had disclosed immense squeaking.
So is this petty on the part of the people suing, or is it fair? I mean, if a $160 shoe squeaks, do you support a class action suit because it's more expensive? If it was a $30 pair of shoes, if these were Crocs, mm-hmm. you probably, or Hey Dudes, you go like, yeah, well, that's what you get from a cheap shoe. But if you're paying $200 for a shoe, I guess the argument would be, well, I needed these. I thought they were going to improve my life. And instead, they led to me being a laughing stock when I was out running.
Well, I guess I do understand that retailers have return policies, right? That after you can't return them until after, unless you're Costco, which takes anything back, but, you know, 90 days or whatever it is. And if the squeaking doesn't start until after that amount of time and you think you can't wear them, then I guess, especially if it was just one person, but it's not. I mean, there's a Reddit thread dedicated to all the people who have problem with the squeaky shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird and funny, and that's why I like it. I think that's interesting.
Just lean into the shoes. Like, hey, you were wondering where your kids are?
Yeah.
Then get them these shoes because you won't be able to avoid them. You'll know where they're at all the time.
Make sure your son's not sneaking out in the middle of the night. That's one way that you'll
or
know.
Or your husband. Yeah. Buy him these shoes.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is this will be a very, very fascinating one.
What are some other... So we had another story about misophonia is what it is. It's where people have like a disgust when it comes to certain sounds.
Yes.
And maybe this translates to that. Personally, I am bothered by constant sounds like a TikTok that will drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And like if somebody's clicking a pen, mm-hmm. I notice
slurping
it.
Slurping soup. That qualifies.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. I guess squeaking shoes might trigger this.
The term literally means hatred of sound.
Hatred of sound. Yeah. Misophonia.
Uh-huh.
What are some other clothing sounds that are annoying?
Clothing sounds.
Like a nylon windbreaker. The swish.
I could see a zipper, like if somebody plays with their zipper too much,
drive you nuts.
That could be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What other sounds do clothes? What other sounds? Do
corduroy pants.
What about them?
They make like a sound when you walk, and you don't notice it if you're wearing them because it's just constant. But people can hear you coming.
I'm starting to think.
Here comes old Corduroy Roy.
Like accessories. Like what other lawsuits could be filed because of the noise of something? Like,
well, that's what I'm saying is if you can't file it over corduroy pants, why would you be able to file it over a shoe?
Like I have a lot of jewelry. I have a lot of earrings, a lot of jewelry. And some of them are kind of noisy or they weigh too much. And they like will drag your earlobe down a little bit. I could see that being a lawsuit.
Somebody texted us a link to a Nike ad from 2000, and it was for the Nike Freestyle, and it had a bunch of basketball players, and it literally was like basically made a song out of their squeaks and dribbles on the court.
Okay.
So like Nike was basically leaning into this. Like, yeah, they squeak. That's how people know that you're an athletic. You're just like Kevin Garnett out there on the court, hooping it up.
I hope this goes to trial. Because I want to hear, like, how loud is too loud?
Yeah.
I want to know how many decibels of a squeak this was that made this embarrassing.
So here's some ways you can eliminate sound. The dryer sheets to rub on the inside. If you put those on the inside of your shoes, it cuts down on static. I don't know if that's going to cut down on squeaking, but whatever. That's just one piece of advice. A micro dab of petroleum jelly / silicone lube on plastic contacts. So put, you're going to have to, hold on, we can play basketball. I just need to jelly up my shoes real quick.
Are you going to slide around on?
Yeah, right.
That's a horrible idea.
The reason they squeak is because they're stopping. You can turn.
Yeah.
It's the reason they squeak is to stop.
That's what Nike was leaning into. Like, look at the movement and adjustment these guys have with these things on.
Because when you were in like middle school and you're like playing in the gym, and then eventually your shoes would get a bunch of dust on them. If you wiped all the dust and dirt off the bottom of your shoe, you get grip again.
I'm going to sue Taco Bell then. Is it because it makes you fart? I'm confused.
I was thinking the crunch of a taco. I hate the sound of a fork up against people's teeth.
Oh, that's that's very commonly used. Yeah.
Why did you say that?
And he said it so casually also.
Oh, God, you're a monster. You know, I hate the sound of people chewing on aluminum foil. How about that?
Have you heard that?
Ah!
Chews on aluminum foil?
Okay, no, but yesterday I was grilling outside and it was windy. And I had some aluminum foil out there for burgers that were like on there.
Yeah.
And it blew away. And I was doing a lot. It was during the game. I was grilling. I was trying to watch the game as well. And I didn't have time to chase it down in the yard. Katie let the dog out. The dog immediately makes a beeline for the foil.
Oh, no.
And so I had to like run over to him and get it out of his mouth. And I was like, I'm just going to let you eat this. How bad could it be? How bad could it possibly be?
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to wet, because we could dig further into this misophonia.
Yeah, misophonia.
What are the other sounds that...
What sound drives you crazy other than the sounds of our voices?
Let's find all of them during the break so that we can play them all back to back coming up.
Oh, if we did this for a list, I would not be able to do the show.
I feel like didn't we at some point? Didn't we do
most annoying sounds?
Point? Yeah. A while ago?
If we did, Quentin would have it in the archives, but I don't know. 913-586-7798. Hey, guys, what's the most annoying sound on Earth? What is the most annoying sound?
We did do it.
We did?
Yeah, I thought
5:30.
So.
What won?
It was our second one.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't remember it. What was?
Do you know what won?
No, because we weren't having...
We weren't keeping track of that.
We weren't keeping track of that yet.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Hey. What's the most annoying sound in the world? You tell us on the text line, 913-586-7798. We'll come back with more of this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Federal lawsuit's been filed in Oregon from people who bought shoes that cost a lot, $150 to $200 from this company. And they said if they had known how squeaky these shoes were going to be, they would not have bought them. In fact, they had to do some DIY so that they wouldn't be so noisy. I can't wait for this law. I can't wait to hear from the judge that gets this lawsuit. But we were talking then more about the sounds that really, really
most annoying
you.
Sounds in the world. The sound of an IV pole beeping. I always quote, paused mine. I could hear it through the walls and it drove me insane that others just let it beep forever. I don't know what an IV pole is.
An IV pole is when you get an IV sometimes and you're like you're laying in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
It needs to be so that gravity can pull the fluid down into your arm. It has to hang on a pole and it's on
beeps.
A little, yeah. Like sometimes if it's having a problem or sometimes if it's not, it just beeps constantly.
Most annoying sound, people talking with food in their mouth and scraping their fork on their plate. I can't get through this.
We need to
that is
make forks that don't do that.
I don't know what my big thing is with forks. Apparently that's just if we could switch to wooden forks, I think I'd be happier. It's the metal.
Yes.
That's,
You could use plastic forks. Get all those delicious microplastics on your food.
They're already in there. What difference does
or
it make?
What, like,
I'm just
what,
adding.
Silicone? That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
I can't use silicone. I can, like, if I'm making something like rice, I can taste the silicone in it. It's so gross.
There's also cornstarch you can use for forks. So I'm sure that's healthier somehow. They bend if the soup's too hot. But you shouldn't use a fork for soup anyway. From the text line, microphone feedback and the operator not knowing what's going on. I have two things with this. One, yes, that happens a lot. It happens all the time at football games, especially college football games. But even professional NFL refs don't understand that if you have your mic up too high, it's going to feedback over the station. Over the stadium monitors. Okay, so they need to just teach them basic audio 101. Your mic is too high. When the echo comes back into the mic from the stadium speakers, it's going to create feedback. Keep your mic down. We'd rather not hear you than feedback. The other thing is this. I have a lot of things that happen in movies over and over again bother me. Like, there are certain tropes in movies that bother me. But the one that annoys me the most is any rock biopic. I don't care which one it is. If you're talking about Ray, if you're talking about Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm sure the new Springsteen movie probably has this too. The first time that guy just gets up and decides, you know what? I'm going to sing in front of this bar. Or you know what? I'm going to get up with this band. Every single time. Microphone feedback. Every time. Every time he gets up there, he's like, hi, my name's Johnny Cash. Oh, more feedback. Every single time.
How do we feel about the Wilhelm scream? Are we done with
Which
that?
Which one is that?
Scream's just funny. That's a famous scream from a Western movie from the 50s. And it's just a guy going, blah!
It's that scream you hear in every movie.
Yeah.
Here.
I've said before, I don't like the sound of a leaf blower. As I digress for half a second, this is the week in Kansas City now where they will come to pick up your leaves from your house. Yeah. They only do this twice a year. So I had to spend a good part of Sunday raking leaves from my backyard, which is my most hated activity involved in homeownership ever. I own a leaf blower because it's really effective, but it's the worst sound ever. Also, we have played a couple of my least favorite sounds in the world on this show before. When the fox was outside the house and that screech that would happen. The first time I had to leave Eclair alone in a bedroom by herself where she was sneaking the paw underneath the door. We have played that sound before, and I hope to never hear that again.
My dog coming up to me while I'm trying to watch a football game and getting in my face and going, it's literally a thing he does. Like that. Okay, what do you need to go outside? Do you need water? Do you need food? I'm not taking you for a walk. I'm watching football. Just bug-eyed, staring at me, pissed off that I'm not reading his mind. Mm-hmm. Here's the Wilhelm scream. Okay, so now that you've heard it, you'll hear it a million times. You pay attention to it in movies, TV shows, they play it constantly. It's like a little in-joke amongst every movie maker of all time. It doesn't bother me because it's kind of fun.
Well, and usually it's like a character, you know, like you're in the spaceship and somebody gets, you know, thrown down the trash chute or something, and that's the noise that they make.
Yes, yeah, that happens. Nobody gets feedback. I was in bands.
We're still.
For 20 years. Never once did I go up to a mic and got feedback. That's not how it works, unless the monitors were too high, which they never are. Maybe that's why it bothered me, because I was always asking for more in the monitors. Anyway, sorry. From the text line, just mulch the leaves with the mower.
Okay. Hold on. I need a minute. I need a minute on this. Okay. So, so I went onto Threads on Sunday. I just indulge me for a moment. I went onto Threads on Sunday and sometimes I will just comment about home ownership and the things that I like and the things that I don't like. And I really dislike dealing with leaves. And everybody wants to tell you then what you can do differently as if you haven't thought through every other option before. Yes, somebody said to me, just mulch your leaves. I can do that. It doesn't do as good of a job. I still have to empty out. I have to do the things with my lawnmower. I am doing the process that makes the most sense. I just hate it. Mm. I am raking the leaves. I am bagging the leaves. My yard looks amazing when I'm done with it. I am doing the right thing. I just have a lot of disdain for it. I just really... I have a really, really big yard and a couple of really big old maple trees.
I will say that when I lived in Boston, I didn't feel like that area had earned its reputation as being this like super progressive, ultra liberal, nanny state type of place. I felt like actually it was like, yeah, most of these laws make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Initially, I thought that this was an example of them being way too nanny state-ish. And it was they banned gas-powered mowers and gas-powered leaf blowers.
Because they're so much louder.
And I was like, that's terrible. That's stupid. Oh, it's because they're bad for the environment. Well, so are all the cars around here. I mean, come on. Are we really making a difference? And you're putting it on consumers to be the ones responsible for changing the world when 70 to 80% of the pollution is coming from factories? Mm-hmm. Seriously, come on. But I got to tell you, when they made that switch... it made a huge difference in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Where my neighbor next door had to get a battery-powered leaf blower, which are, by the way, cheaper.
Yeah, significantly, yeah.
Just as well.
And lighter.
And you don't have to go spend money on gas every season when you use them, or the oil and the primer and all that crap. I didn't get woken up constantly when I was trying to nap during the day after doing my morning show.
There is a leaf vacuum that you can buy. Mm-hmm. My neighbor owns one. Bless his heart. Last year, he let me borrow it because last year I didn't do it in October because everybody said, oh, just mow over them. Leaves are good for your yard. It's going to preserve your yard. I would love for my entire yard to die. So I'm not doing that. I didn't deal with it. I thought, oh, they'll just blow away. No. And then I do the whole thing in April. So I rake them and I use a snow shovel and I put them into the bags and I'm doing a very pristine thing. But the next step would be to buy a leaf vacuum. Those are not battery operated. those have to be plugged in. And that's fine. I have outlets outside, but then I'm dragging this thing across the yard. I got to empty the bag on it. There's just no, I just need to take down the trees. Mm. The trees just need to be gone. That's all.
It's just be lucky to have walnut trees because those things just,
yeah.
I mean, they drop their walnuts all over the place. And if they are on the ground for like more than 48 hours, they are so gross.
Mm-hmm. They're gross. I have acorns and they attack you. Like, I'll be out on a windy day, standing there grilling. I was getting pelted by acorns from the tree.
It was hailing.
It's like the, it's like the trees that come to life in the Wizard of Oz and start throwing apples at them. Which is a little weird. Like, if I, imagine I was so angry at you, I ripped off a finger and threw it in your face. Here's from the text line. They want to know what feedback sounds like. Okay.
Oh, no.
You know what microphone feedback is. Do I seriously need to do this?
No.
Is this necessary?
No. Done. No.
Hi, we're Queen, and we're going to play some songs for you tonight. Hopefully, it's okay with you.
Hey, look, when I just take my headphones out, then I don't have to hear it anymore.
It stopped.
It's amazing.
I wasn't playing it. I don't know. Jamie, Quentin, did you even hear anything?
I did.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had to get it through overhead and in my ear itself.
Well, that feeds back.
Yeah, I constantly get feedback.
We can't create a feedback loop, right? Because our speakers are, I know this is getting technical, but the speakers shut off as soon as we turn the mics on.
Yeah, it's designed so that we can't.
So we can't do feedback.
Can't do that. So somebody was thinking when they built this studio.
Yeah. I hate how loud vacuums are.
Mm.
And especially because I learned that vacuums are loud on purpose. They don't have to be that loud, but it's a marketing thing where they make vacuums louder.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they make vacuums sound louder because they want people to hear like all the dirt you're sucking up.
Oh yeah, so you know
and
that they're working.
And people, because you know, marketing is marketing. People think that the louder it is, the more powerful it is.
Yeah,
I hate it.
coming up, we're gonna
I'll say I happily move on from this now.
Talking about trucker blind spot crashes are rising, meaning truckers are, you know, trying to get over to the next lane and hitting people because people aren't getting out of their blind spot. Who's the blame there? You moron. Talk about that next.
Story came to us out of McDonough, Georgia. These are new numbers according to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Safety Administration. More than 5,000 people are killed every year in crashes involving large trucks on America's roadways. And the problem is getting way worse. Truck crash fatalities have increased 40% just in the last decade. And here's the key, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in one out of every three big rig crashes, the truck driver never saw it coming because the other vehicle was in the truck's blind spot. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, whose fault is that?
Theirs, 100%.
The truck drivers?
No, the person who got hit.
Okay,
why? Every single time. Unless you were forced into that lane by somebody else, and you couldn't go forward, and a car was blocking you in front, and a car was blocking you in the back, in which case, you'd all of you'd be hit instead of just one. Everybody is taught in driver's ed to not stay in the blind spot of a truck. If you can't see them in the mirrors, then they can't see you. So get the hell out of their blind spot.
Here's my question. Research shows blind spot detection systems could reduce these crashes by 39,000 annually. Yeah. But the federal government doesn't require the technology. Why not?
Because nobody feels bad for people who get hit. I'll be honest. That's why I'm even though I'm not sympathetic to the driver who gets hit for being stupid and driving in the trucker's blind spot and causing that person all sorts of trauma, the truck driver, I am sympathetic to anybody in the car with them. I mean, it's not their wife or their husband or their kids' fault if they're not the ones driving that they got hit, you know?
So there has to be more to it. Is it the money? Is the big truck lobby so well funded that we don't want to put more regulations on this? That has to be it.
100% it.
Because there's one company that requires additional mirrors on all 1,200 trucks in its fleet. Those mirrors are not required by federal law. The MaxView system is a simple solution, a tiny mirror mounted behind the doors on both sides of a rig that the driver can't see directly, but it's a mirror that bounces off another mirror. And as the driver looks in the side mirror, he sees the reflection of this one and it shows them everything going forward. Some rigs have these wide angle mirrors on the hood or front fenders. Those aren't required either. U.S. Department of Transportation doesn't require trucks to have any cameras at all. Other than those two basic side mirrors.
Yeah.
I mean, that would help.
Sure.
That would help.
It would also help if people just follow the rules.
But they're not going to. They clearly are not.
Stupid. And why is it rising?
That's a very good question.
An important question, because I think the answer is easy. People just aren't paying attention.
In general.
People
yes.
are on their phones, especially when they're on the highway. You can put it in cruise control. You put it in lane assist. And by the way, lane assist isn't going to help you when you're in the blind spot
right.
of something. I think on Teslas, that's probably the most advanced self-driving car out there. And I've had to take it over manually before when it's been driving, because I'll be in somebody's, not necessarily a truck's, but somebody's blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that because they can't see me. I don't want to be in their blind spot.
Here's the other thing I think that is happening is that you and I learned this in driver's ed because we took driver's ed,
mm-hmm.
which was part of our, did you take it in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Illinois, everybody
it's
did.
Not, but it's not mandated anymore.
Yeah.
It's kids don't take driver's ed in school anymore. And so
not
I
in
think,
school.
Well, but my point is I don't think it's consistent anymore. I think what's being taught is because it's not a class that schools have a curriculum for. I think we're not guaranteeing that kids are learning everything that they're supposed to about driving.
That's a good point. At the same time, if driver's ed schools aren't teaching you that you need to stay out of the blind spot of trucks, then they aren't worth the money that they're charging you. And that is insane. Like, if that's not a state standard in every state, I mean, I would think that'd be a federal standard. I would think that the highway, that the driver's ed, at least some of that has to be federal. And a lot of that would be highway laws, right?
Let me ask what might seem like a dumb question, but I'm asking for a reason. Can you just go take the driver's? Do you have to take driver's ed?
Yeah. To get a driver's license.
But what if you can just pass the test without taking driver's ed?
You have to take driver's ed.
Do you have to prove that you've taken driver's ed to even go take the test? Because I can totally envision a universe in which, as long as you can pass the test, they don't care if you took driver's ed. As long as you can pass everything on the test, what do they care? How you learned it?
If you can pass the test that at the DMV...
Without having taken driver's ed, I can totally get why that's not a requirement.
I could see it. I mean, I don't know that I necessarily needed driver's ed to know basic things like stay out of people's blind spots. But I don't know. We'll 913-586-7798. We'll go to the phones. Let's go to Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. In Missouri, you do not have to take driver's ed to take the driver's test.
You don't? Okay.
No. Both of my boys, my youngest has taken it today. My oldest took it about a month and a half ago. Anyway, you know, it doesn't really matter whose fault it is. There are a lot of aftermarket mirrors that can be put on semis nowadays, and you see them on a lot of trucks, and they've greatly reduced the blind spot. The cars need to know, get out of the blind spot, just like you guys were talking about. Ultimately, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. If you are in a car and you get hit by a semi because you are in their blind spot, you lose.
Yeah.
No matter what. So what they need to do is do a campaign like they've done with texting and driving. And I know that there are some campaigns out there, like if you go to truck stops and things that are these are our blind spots, stay out of them. But it's just not as hot and heavy, and it hasn't been publicized as much as other rules of the road have.
Part of me wonders if it hasn't been publicized. Because it's just common sense. It's also like saying, hey, make sure you slow down if you're coming up. There's a car in front of you. Make sure that you slow down well enough.
Here's why I think not everybody thinks it's common sense, especially if you didn't take driver's ed, is that as a driver of a car, take big rigs out of it. As a driver of a car, I am taught to check my blind spot as the driver before I change lanes. It is on me to check the blind spot, not on the person who might be in my blind spot. That is on me as the driver. It's different for big rigs, but that's where I can see. That's why I can see why some people would think it's not common sense. Because as a driver, normally I check my blind spot. You're taught to turn real quick and look. I mean, that's what we're taught as drivers. As a driver, you check.
Yeah.
Unless you've been explicitly taught, which clearly not everybody has, or they forgot that you can't be in a big rig driver's blind spot. I mean, something's going wrong.
Well, if you have to check it, why wouldn't you assume everyone else has to check it make sure that?
But that means you would assume the big rig driver has to check it.
Yes. So going back to big rigs, it's different for them to have to check it, as Ashley could have attested to, because they can't just look over their shoulder and see their blind spot. But if you're in a car and you're driving in somebody's blind spot, then you should realize. Well, they need. I
shoulda, coulda, woulda. People aren't doing it.
How much trust you put in other people to do the right thing is implicit in that. Like I can't imagine that there's that many people out there, and there are a lot apparently, who are like, oh, well, they'll check. They're not just going to hit me just because I'm in their blind spot.
I think they see, I think drivers don't think about it that much. Again, we have our phones and we're distracted. And we see that they have mirrors sticking out from the side and they think, oh, well, they're going to check it. And so, yeah, there's a serious breakdown somewhere. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but there's a major breakdown somewhere.
So apparently adults in most states don't need to take driver's ed if you're 18 plus.
Shocked, not at all.
You just need the written vision test, a permit sometimes, and the road test. Teens in many states require driver's ed to get licensed earlier or to skip parts of the testing. Like in Missouri, it's not required. Teens need the permit, supervised driving hours, and to pass the test for the intermediate license at 16.
People do not know this. People are not being taught that you can't be in their blind spot.
In Kansas, driver's ed is effectively required if you want a restricted license at 15. If you wait until you're older, 16 plus, you can get a license without driver's ed by meeting supervised hours and testing rules.
Okay, so let's start requiring driver's ed for people to get driver's licenses, because that's where the knowledge breakdown is. That's why we don't, that's why it's happening. People aren't being told.
I gotta be honest with you though. Did you feel like drivers were that much better in Illinois? I didn't.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been there.
I lived there until I was 29.
But at least they're getting the information.
Yeah, I think that's just covering your ass as the state. You're like, look, we did our best. That's on you. I mean, I think you take the driver's ed classes when you're a teenager, and then by the time you get older, you forget about that stuff because you just drive based on habit and based on feel. And for some people, for whatever reason, they don't feel in danger when they're driving in the blind spot of a semi-truck, which is just stupid. Like,
so that's my solution is people clearly don't have the information or they're forgetting it. So either we need to like do a reinforcement of some stuff or put signs on the road. Mm-hmm. You know, reminding people stay out of the blind spot of a big rig.
Let's go to Mike in Lenexa. Hey, Mike.
Oh, Lord.
Mike, sorry, buddy. Got to cut you off. Every other word. Let's go to Dustin in Waldo. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Fantastic. What do you have to say about this, buddy?
A couple different items, especially with some of the things Dana was talking about, the driver.
Jamie. 11 years.
Sorry,
hi,
Jamie.
Thanks.
It's been a while since I called in.
Yeah,
I usually don't call in this hour anyways. But one thing is regarding the camera systems you were mentioning earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I drive one of the regular sedans. I drive a little Kicks. It's got those, you know, lane assist cameras, the cruise control assist where it predicts the cars ahead. The lights on the side, they'll flash if somebody's in your spot and you're trying to merge over with your signal and all that. But one of the things that I've noticed with those is that they can be very temperamental for any sort of, not necessarily damage, but dirtiness. Like if it's raining and you get water spots stuck on them, then they're not going to function with the water spot sitting on the camera lens very well. And they usually will just shut off in most cases, but you know, a lot of those systems are very easy. And a long haul driver with a truck, they're going to be driving hours upon hours across all sorts of different climates and weathers and get all sorts of stuff on those sort of materials.
Yeah.
And then you add on the fact that all those sort of systems that are nice for civilian cars aren't really required either. You know, there's no legal requirement for us to have the lane assist or the turn assist, but it's a feature that makes a lot of people like it. And
lost you, Dustin. Thanks for your call. I don't know. There's a million different reasons this is happening. The biggest one right now, the reason it's increasing is it's increasing over the last 10 years. Well, it's pretty easy to see what that pattern is. That pattern is people not paying attention because they're
cell phones.
They're on their phone.
Yeah.
Or they're adjusting something on their phone or whatever they're doing. And just coming back full circle to the conversation we had last hour. These things that we have that we think are so much improving our lives and so much better, and God, we couldn't live without them. Well, they're getting you killed. 913-586-7798.
We just need to do better. We just need to pay more attention on the roads.
Mm.
Look around you more.
Yeah.
Be aware.
Right. It's not... I guess it's just I used to drive, deliver pizzas for a living, and so I dealt with all sorts of dangerous drivers out there, and especially like on New Year's Eve, Halloween, big drinking nights where people get blasted and then they're ordering pizza late and I'm out having to deliver. You just need to have your head on a swivel. And
not anywhere else.
Yeah. And it's kind of insane to me how this is rising. The amount of people getting hit in blind spots is rising just because we're too lazy to pay attention. And it just doesn't make any sense to me.
But I'm sure the number exists somewhere of like that 40% increase in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's the increase in the number of accidents we've had overall in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you a lot of that is tied to texting and driving.
Which is crazy because cars are getting safer and safer.
Yeah.
Airbags everywhere.
We're getting dumber.
Mandated seatbelts, blind spot warning detection systems, all that stuff. But it's being mitigated by the fact that we can't stop looking at our phones.
It's like we have to have all of that.
Yeah.
To counter the fact that we're on our phones all of the time.
This message brought to you by radio, the original distraction in your car.
Which was the best. All you have to do is put it in one place and never turn it.
Just leave it. That's why we told you don't change the channel.
Yeah.
It's for your safety. Not exactly. Because it hurts us in the ratings.
No other reason.
It's for safety. Coming up, we're going to have Tom. I can hear his name in my head. Grand.
Not even close.
Durand.
Nope.
Tom Gennaro.
Nope.
Tom Garand.
Nope.
Garand.
Still not correct.
Garand?
No.
What the hell is, how do you say it?
Garand.
Garand. Tom Garand. Garand.
He's going to hate you.
He's used to people getting, if somebody called me Wire, I wouldn't hate them. I'd be like, yeah, that's how it's spelled. It doesn't make any sense to me either. Anyway, Streetcar Authority, talking about the expansion. We'll have him on in just a few minutes here on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.